Luke chapter 13. There were present at that season some that told him about the Galileans, whose blood Pilate had mixed with their sacrifices. And Jesus answered them, "Do you suppose that those Galileans were sinners more than all the Galileans because such things happened to them? I tell you no, but unless you repent, you'll all likewise be destroyed. Or those 18 on whom the tower in Siloam fell and killed them, do you think that they were sinners more than all men that lived in Jerusalem? I tell you no, but unless you repent, you'll all likewise be destroyed." He spoke also this parable. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came and looked for fruit on it and found none. Then he said to the worker in his vineyard, "See, these 3 years I have come looking for fruit on this fig tree and found none. Cut it down. Why should it be a burden to the ground?" And he answered him, "Lord, let it alone this year also until I dig around it and fertilize it. And if it bears fruit, well, and if not, then after that we'll cut it down." And he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And there was a woman who had a spirit of sickness 18 years, and was bowed together and could in no way lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said to her, "Woman, you're loosed from your sickness." And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation, because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day, and said to the people, "There are 6 days in which men ought to work. In them, therefore, come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day." Then the Lord answered him and said, "You hypocrite! Doesn't each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or his ass from the stall and lead him away to watering? And shouldn't this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has kept bound for these 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day?" And when he had said these things, all his adversaries were ashamed, and all the people rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him. Then he said, "To what is the kingdom of God like? And to what shall I liken it? It is like a grain of mustard seed that a man took and threw into his garden, and it grew and became a large tree, and the fowls of the air lodged in the branches of it." And again he said, "To what shall I liken the kingdom of God? It is like yeast that a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal until all of it was leavened." And he went through the cities and villages, teaching and journeying toward Jerusalem. Then someone said to him, "Lord, are there few that get saved?" And he said to them, "Try hard to enter in at the restricted gate, for many, I say to you, will seek to enter in and won't be able. When once the master of the house has risen up and has locked the door, and you begin to stand outside and to knock at the door, saying, 'Lord, Lord, open to us,' and he shall answer you, 'I don't know where you're from,' then you'll begin to say, 'We've eaten and drunk in your presence, and you've taught in our streets.' But he'll say, 'I tell you, I don't know where you're from. Go away from me, all you doers of sin.' There shall be crying and gnashing of teeth when you'll see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves pushed out. And they'll come from the east, and from the west, and from the north, and from the south, and shall sit down in the kingdom of God. And there are last that shall be first, and there are first that shall be last." The same day, certain of the Pharisees came, saying to him, "Get out and go from here, for Herod will kill you." And he said to them, "Go and tell that fox, 'See, I cast out devils, and I do cures today and tomorrow, and the third day I shall be perfected. Nevertheless, I must walk today and tomorrow and the day following, for it can't be that a prophet dies outside of Jerusalem. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to you, how often would I have gathered your children together, like a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you weren't willing. See, your house is left to you desolate. And truly I say to you, you won't see me until the time comes when you say, Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord.